I just want to touch on a few more halachas in regards to Sfira, which have to do with Kavanah, not necessarily mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, but Kavanah in general, to clarify a few points in regards to Sfira. So the first point that Shulchan Aruch points out, the Taz points out, when a person starts counting the night, he should know what night he's counting on. He shouldn't say, you know, I'll count, and you know, by the time I finish, I'll look up at the sign, or I'll hear the guy next to me what he's counting, and I'll follow him. And hopefully the guy next to you knows what he's doing, so you'll get the right number, right? I shouldn't do that. But a person should be aware of what, when he starts, says the bracha, he should be aware of that, what number he's counting. Now, what will be a situation where when he started counting, he thought it was the fourth night, and really it was the fifth night. So he said the bracha, thinking that he's going to say afterwards, Hayayim Yayim is our boy Yamim Baimer. And it turns out that he realized that it was the fifth day, and he said the fifth day. Or even more than that, he actually said the fourth day, and Terch de Dibur, he realized his mistake, and he corrected himself. But so it comes out when he said the bracha, he had the wrong day in mind. So the Taz says in that situation, you're not yet to the bracha. You would have to count again. You weren't yet to the bracha. So if a person realizes it's a mistake, instead of just saying the right number, he should say the bracha again and then count. That's what the Taz says. Now the Mishabura comes out of his Machriya not like the Taz. That the Loch is in that situation. You are yet to the bracha. You do not count again. And he explains why. He says the Iker bracha over here is on the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, which that was correct. There was a mitzvah Sfiras Omer over here. The day that you counted was incorrect, but the mitzvah Sfiras Omer was a true mitzvah that you had in mind to do. So the bracha, therefore, is a correct bracha because you're making a bracha on the mitzvah, not a bracha on the day. So the Taz, however, understands you're making a bracha on the day. That's why the Taz says you should have in mind the correct day when you start. The Shulchan Aruch then continues, and he says, a person started off, which would now be obvious, a person started off, and when he said the bracha, the beginning of the bracha, he said he's going to say the day number, Hayom Yom Dalet, because he thought it was Dalet, and really it was Hey, and he said Hey, or vice versa. And in those situations, he's Yotz, and he does not go back and say another bracha. So if the person had in mind the wrong bracha, the wrong day, he's still Yotz. So this is one area a person should be aware of. This is a common point, that a person should be aware before he makes the bracha what day he's counting. If a person does make a mistake and corrects himself, he is yotzei the bracha, and he does not go back and say another bracha. Bez Hashem, I want to talk tomorrow. Bez Hashem, we'll talk about some of the lachas of Avelus, some of the inyanim Avelus, which take place during the Sfira. Have a good morning.